Welcome to the Go Getter Podcast. My name is Anna Wallace and I'm the founder of the Weight Loss Academy Coaching Certification. I'm a registered nutritionist, NLP practitioner, life and success coach. I'm a serial goal getter and obsessed with helping you achieve more out of life, more happiness, fulfillment, excitement, you name it. I want you to realize your potential and that everything you want to achieve is possible with the right attitude and mindset. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, take control of your eating habits, start a business, become a health coach, or connect yourself on a more spiritual level, this podcast is for you. Look at this podcast as your daily dose of goodness to help you be, do, and have exactly what you want in life. I will provide you with the tools, strategies, resources, interviews, and solo episodes to inspire you to live your best life. I'm excited to guide you on this path. So thank you for hitting play. Let's dive in. Hi everyone and welcome to the Go Getter Podcast. In today's episode, we are diving into three reasons to ditch the scales. Super excited to dive into this today. Hey, it's been a long time since I did an episode and my apologies for that. We've had a lot of different things going on behind the scenes. Another certification round started. Our 21-day fat loss reset was also going on. So there's been a lot of things going on behind the scenes, but now I'm back into it and I've got some really amazing episodes coming for you ladies in the coming weeks, along with some incredible interviews with people as well. But today I want to talk about the scales and weighing yourself as a way to track progress. And the reason why I want to talk about this today is because it's something that has been coming up a lot for clients, people that I've been working with recently. And, you know, it's something that we talk about a lot in the Weight Loss Academy. But before I dive into the three reasons why I want you to ditch the scales, and I hope by the end of this episode I will convince you that it's not the best method to use. It's not the only method to use. And there's more empowering ways to identify if you're moving in the right direction, okay? But I want to share, first of all, my personal experience with the scales, because when I was the yo-yo dieter, struggling with my weight, emotional eating, I was weighing myself every day, every single day. You know, that was like literally how I started my day. I would get up in the morning and I would, you know, go into the bathroom and I'd jump on the scales and see where I'm at. And basically this was seeing where I was at in my life. That's how I was looking at the scales. And I would jump on, and if the scales had moved down, if I was like moving down towards my goal weight, that would be fantastic. I would feel really good about myself. And I would sort of, I'd have that buzz about me. Because I feel like, okay, like things are going good. It's going in the right direction. However, if I jumped on the scales and it changed, now I mean if it went up even slightly, a pound, even half a pound, I would be devastated. I would feel like a failure. I would feel like I was doing something wrong. What did I eat the day before that made me gain more weight? And it would just start this whole self-loathing and just really attacking myself for feeling like I've done something wrong. And that would really set my mood and my tone for the whole day, because I would be beating myself up. I would be putting myself down. And then I would either go one or two ways. I would either really restrict myself, because I'd feel like, okay, I'm not seeing the progress that I want, so now it's time to really restrict myself and go on a diet. And that would usually be like either taking laxatives or not eating hardly anything, so like maybe deciding to have like one meal a day. Or sometimes I would just eat cereal, because in my own logic at that point, I figure out that eating cereal was one of the things that would help me lose weight, which is, you know, it's crazy when you think about it now. But anyway, that was my method. So I'd either do something very restricted, or I would completely go the other way, and I would be so fed up, and I would just eat a lot of unhealthy food, a lot of crap for the whole day, because I would feel so bad about myself, and I feel like this is not moving in the right direction. I feel like a failure. I feel like nothing works for me, and I would essentially give up. So really, it dictated, I can't say this word properly, but it dictated my day. It dictated how I would eat, how I would speak to myself, and it really governed so many things throughout my day. And eventually at one point when I went on this path towards really changing how I treat myself overall, talking about food and just my general lifestyle, I decided to move away from the scales. And this is something that was a very gradual process. So when I'm working with my clients, and if somebody is, you know, like myself, they're weighing themselves every single day, we don't just go and do cold turkey and cut it out completely. I mean, with some people, you can do that, but that doesn't always work. But what we do is, and what I did myself was I just reduced it. I did it less and less. So like once a week, then once a month. And then eventually what I did was I actually just got rid of it. I just didn't have it in my house anymore. And when I didn't have it in my house, I was like, well, if it's not there, I don't know what I weigh. And then it was more like when I started going to the gym, I would weigh myself in the gym because they had scales there. But I would do it like every 6 weeks or something. And so it's been like a gradual process. And now, you know, when then what happened, let me go back a couple of steps. Then what happened is because I started exercising, not a sporty person, didn't do sports my whole entire life, basically, never went to the gym. But, you know, when I started making these changes, I started feeling the benefits of exercise. And I started looking at exercise as not, you know, I think we look at exercise as a weight loss tool when actually that's not what how we should look at exercise, because exercise is actually something that we should do. We should actually be moving our bodies. And especially because we, you know, we sit down so much, we're behind laptops these days, that we should actually prioritize moving our bodies and not actually see it as, you know, like something that's going to help us get to our goal. And of course it does support weight loss, but that's not the main reason why we should be moving our bodies. So I started looking at exercise from this point of view, and it was very, very empowering for me. And I started working out in the gym, and I really got my confidence back. But what happened was I started actually gaining muscle mass. So when I went on the scales, I wasn't seeing any change in the scales, even though my body was getting much leaner and actually in really good shape. Like, I was never a strong person. I never really had muscles before. But I could see when I looked in the mirror, and I could see when I just knew, I could tell by my body, like I was getting so much more toned, so much more defined. I was building muscle, but I was losing body fat. But when I jumped on the scales every so often in the gym, I wasn't seeing that on the scales, because, you know, we have to realize that the scale doesn't give us that picture. It doesn't tell us how much muscle we're gaining, how much fat we're losing. So eventually I just thought, you know what, like, I know I'm feeling good in my body, and I got more confident with not needing to go on the scales. And I really learned how detrimental it was to my health and my emotional well-being when I was actually stepping on it every single day. And I sort of thought to myself, am I really going to allow this piece of plastic dictate to me how I'm actually doing in my life? And I just had enough of it. So that was my story. I moved away from it. And then, of course, when I fell pregnant with my son last year, I was thinking to myself, there, was it last year? It was last year. But I essentially, of course, when you know, you go for your checkups and stuff, you get weighed. And when I, before, you know, before I fell pregnant, I didn't know my weight, because I literally stopped doing it. So I had no idea. But I knew that I had quite a bit of muscle mass in my body. So I would be heavier than probably the regular person because of this muscle mass, even though I looked quite toned and slim, for example. But anyway, when I went for my checkups when I was pregnant, you know, I could see that the scale was going up. It was going up quite quick in some moments. And I, you know, I just tried not to pay much attention to it. I'm lying if I say I didn't pay any attention to it, because I had built such a I didn't need to weigh myself anymore. And I feel like when I went to for checkups, I didn't really need to know that. I didn't need to know my weight. I knew I was healthy. I knew I was taking care of myself. But, you know, it's one of those things that they say you have to do. And maybe I should have said to the doctor, you know, I don't feel comfortable doing this. And I'm sure it would have been fine. But I went along with it anyway. And I think towards the end of my pregnancy, before Leo was born, I think around 87 kilos, and I thought, whoa, that's quite a lot. But it, you know, I knew I was healthy, and I looked at, you know, I'm taking care of my body, and you know, if I've gained weight during pregnancy, so what? Like, I'm growing a child. You know, I'm not as active as what I was before I became pregnant. So I sort of, I was looking at things differently, you know, and I think that was very, very helpful for me as well. And once I gave birth, I didn't jump on the scales. So my son is now 10 months old, and I haven't jumped on the scales. So I have no idea what I weigh right now. I don't know how long it took me to lose the pregnancy kilos, but I can tell you I'm back into my regular size. But it's just, it's because it's a continuation, you know. I made a commitment to myself that I would stop dieting. So even whenever I had my son, I just went back to eating regularly, you know, and that's a whole other story that I could talk about for a very long time. But I just want to explain my background and my own story with how I moved away from the scales. There's of course a bit more to it. It's hard for me to explain everything in the episode, but I want to share with you that you don't need to weigh yourself to know that you're going in the right direction. And sometimes weighing yourself is actually more detrimental to your mental health and your overall progress, okay? Because you're not seeing the full picture. And that actually brings me into the first reason why I believe, you know, women should stop jumping on the scales every single day and seeing how allowing that to dictate their progress. So it doesn't give the full picture. The thing is, you have to understand that our weight fluctuates every single day by, you know, 2 to 3 pounds, and you know, approximately. However, when you're in your menstrual cycle, that can be a lot more. It can be 5, 6, 7 pounds. You know, so why would you even go on the scale when you're having your period? Because your body is going to be, it's going to be heavier in that moment. And that's just science. Like, there's nothing we can do about that. It's normal. It's our hormones. So our weight fluctuates every single day. It's up and down, right? It's going to be impacted by our hormones. So where we are in our monthly cycle. Okay, so our estrogen levels, they rise when we're heading into our period. And in that moment, our body holds more water. So that's why you might feel more bloated also around that time. And also, if you're in the menopause, your estrogen levels, they fluctuate as well. And that can also cause bloating, water retention and stuff like that too. So there's different things that will happen in our cycle to do with our hormones that are, you know, a bit out of our control. There's not much we can really do about that. And so therefore, you know, if you jump on the scale on those moments, it's going to tell you a different story. Okay. And the thing is, what happens is if you jump on the scale in that moment and you start blaming yourself, feeling like you've ate something or you didn't do well enough the day before, when that's not actually true. You haven't done anything wrong. That's just your body. You're a female, you've got hormones, and you're in a different part of your cycle. So stop. Like, it's nonsense. You're putting yourself in a negative place out of something that's really, really out of your control. Okay? You also have to realize, and this is something that I mentioned before, that the scale doesn't tell you if you've lost body fat or if you've gained muscle mass. So if you started working out, you know, there's a big chance that you're going to be building muscle and you're going to be losing body fat. You're not going to see that on the scale. And in fact, in my case, what happened was the scale stayed the same and it even started increasing even though I was in better shape. Now, if I was allowing the scale to dictate my progress, the scale would be telling me that I'm doing a rubbish job. But if I looked at my body composition, I would be seeing incredible progress because my body fat has decreased and my muscle mass has increased. And I would even know that by looking at myself, I feel stronger, I feel fitter, I feel more toned. So, you know, don't allow that number to tell you a different story. It's very, very, very important. And I've had countless clients that, you know, in the end, and we've had to do a lot of work together to get them shift away from this. But eventually they started to realize that that number wasn't telling them the full picture. And it was causing more damage than good. And we started to look at other ways to track progress. Our clothing, you know, how we feel. Progress photos, measurements. If you're like a sporty type of person, if you're doing exercise, doing measurements. But let's not forget, ladies, like you have to realize that we all know when we're moving in the right direction and when we're not. The problem is that so many women don't drop into an awareness. They will just go on about their daily life on autopilot, you know, and just ignoring the fact that they're maybe not eating well, not exercising, and not doing the things that they should be doing for their body, for their health, so that they feel good. But if you drop into awareness and you start thinking, like, what am I actually doing? Am I eating well? Am I preparing healthy snacks? Or am I, like, going to the biscuits? Am I moving my body? Am I being consistent? If you start asking yourself these questions, you're going to be able to, you know, our actions will... whatever our actions are, that's going to show us the results and how consistent we are with our actions, of course, as well. You know, so if we can drop into awareness, we're going to know if we're moving in the right direction. Okay, we don't need that number to tell us because that number also isn't always right. And I would say 9 times out of 10, it's wrong. And when I say it's wrong, I don't mean it's always wrong, you know, because if somebody is starting their weight loss and they have a lot of weight to lose, of course the scale is going to go down and it's going to decrease, especially if a person has a lot of weight to lose. So it's not that it's always inaccurate, but when someone is like measuring or weighing themselves every single day, that's inaccurate. If you're going to do it once a month. Do it once every 6 weeks. Then you're going to get a full overview of where you're actually at. Whereas if you're doing it every single day, it's just incorrect because we don't weigh the same every single day, right? So it doesn't show us, it doesn't represent the full picture. That's a very, very first point that I wanted to discuss today. The second point that I want to talk about is that it's an unhealthy trigger. And when I talked about my own story, I discussed that it was a massive trigger for me. So when I got up every single day and I jumped on the scale, that number, wherever I was at, really made an impact on what I decided to do for that whole day based on like thinking about my eating habits. So as I said, like if the scale stayed the same or if it went up, you know, then it's like, okay, enter the diet. What am I doing today? Am I going to starve myself? Am I going to beat myself up all day? Am I going to tell myself how horrible I am, how much of a failure I am, how much of a loser I am, how much of a fat person I am? Can you believe like this is the language that we say to ourselves on a daily basis? Can you imagine like, it, you know, sometimes we forget that this is our inner dialogue. Like this is terrible that there's so many women and including myself, I was one of these women, that we're walking around on a daily basis repeating these types of things to ourselves. Like we need to be very cautious of our inner dialogue. How do you expect to move forward? How do you expect to feel good about yourself if you're constantly telling yourself you're rubbish, right? Or you're constantly telling yourself that you're a failure, you know? So this negative talk has to go. But that's what instigates unhealthy eating behaviors throughout the day because it triggers that. It triggers that feeling of, you know, I'm not doing good enough. So, hey, I need to tighten things. So am I going to take the laxatives today? Am I going to go into the chemist and buy some sort of appetite suppressant? What am I going to do today? So it's a trigger right? And it can trigger in two ways, because also if you go on the scale and you've lost weight, that can also trigger overeating. Because sometimes what happens is when people go on the scale and they've lost weight, then they get to that place where they feel like, oh, I've seen results. Now I don't have to be as careful. So that's on the other hand how it's dangerous in that way as well. And that's when you're also just looking at healthy eating as a weight loss tool. Because then, you know, when you see progress, you're going to revert back to your old habits. But we need to look at just healthy eating as part of life, because then that's how you actually sustain your results. How are you ever going to see your results if you're going to just if you're going to repeatedly go back to your old habits, you know? So what does it trigger for you? It's very important to think about, when I jump on the scales, what happens? What do I feel? What do I say to myself? And what do I do? Right? If you're getting negative things here, it needs to go. And start by reducing it. Do it once a week, once every 2 weeks, once a month, then get rid. You know, or do it every 2 weeks and then get rid of it. You know, it's different for everyone, right? Everyone has to do it in a way that feels good for them. But I think if it's causing you more negativity than good, it has to go. There's other ways to track progress. And the last point that I want to share today is, when we're jumping on the scales, we are using or allowing an external tool to tell us how we are doing in our life. Now, I don't know who the person is that invented the scale, but some person out there invented this piece of plastic. And no disrespect to them, you know, there's a place for the scales, right? Okay, we know that. But it's not an indication of overall health. And we need to move away from that. As I mentioned a couple of moments ago, that if we can use our internal tools, because our internal tools will tell us how we're progressing. How do we feel? Wake up every day and think to yourself, how do I feel today? And that feeling will indicate whether, you know, you're eating well, whether you're exercising, whether you're too stressed, whether you need a little bit of time for yourself, whether you're eating too much sugar, you know, whether you're not getting enough sleep. If I can get more women to start tapping into how they feel and being intuitive, like intuitive eaters, being able to actually listen to their body, you know, that's progress. And you'll be able to identify if things are going in the right direction for you. Okay, just by actually tapping into yourself and thinking, how do I feel today? You know, like if you have a day where you're eating lots of sugar, and if you ask yourself at the end of the day, how do I feel today? You're going to say lethargic, tired, pissed off, with more sugar cravings, bloated, irritable. And if you say to yourself, okay, what do I need to do tomorrow? Tomorrow I need to like be prepared with my food. I need to have healthy snacks. I need to work on these habits. Then the next day you do that and you focus on it the day after and the day after, and you're going to move towards progress. So there's other things that we can do. How do you feel? Like, you know, when you feel bloated and you know, when you feel light. And like, don't get me wrong, there's going to be times in your cycle when you're going to feel bloated regardless anyway, right? But if you have that constant bloatedness, is it because of what you're putting into your body? So how else? Our clothing. We know when something's a bit snug. We know if, you know, we come back from our holidays and, you know, we were on the cocktails and whatever else. Yeah, things feel a bit snug. No problem. Let's just get back into our normal routine. You don't have to jump on the scale and figure out where you're at. You know where you're at. You know what you ate. You know you didn't maybe exercise. You know you drank a lot of cocktails. Right, okay, so what do you need to do moving forward? Get back into your routine. You don't need to jump on a scale and then beat yourself up because you gained, you know, weight on your holiday, which is absolutely perfectly normal, because I don't know anybody that would go on holiday and not gain weight. But then you would beat up yourself and feel guilty, and all you would think about was how you sabotage yourself on your holiday, even though you were just going on holiday and actually enjoying yourself. There's no need for it. So think about how you can actually track your own progress and start tuning in and using your internal tools of how you actually feel. your clothing, measurements, progress photos. There's so many other ways to track progress. You don't have to jump on a piece of plastic every single day and allow that to dictate, you know, your whole day, your mood, what you're going to eat. There's no need for it. Okay, ladies, so this is a very passionate one of mine, and we do a lot of this kind of work in the academy, because I feel like women need to move away from the scales, but I recognize that it's a long process, and that's why it's sometimes it's hard to do it all at once. Some people can go cold turkey. As I said, I didn't. I reduced and then eventually did. So, you know, see what feels right for you. But as I said, there are other ways to track progress. There are other ways to, you know, figure out if things are moving in the right direction. And you just need to get used to that. So remember, the scale, it's not going to give you an accurate representation, especially when you're jumping on it every single day. It's just incorrect. So I hope this episode was useful for you. I would really, really appreciate if you would tag me your takeaways in your Instagram story. So follow me on Instagram. You can follow me at I Am Anna Wallace. And, you know, upload into your stories what your takeaways are. You know, what have you learned from this? What do you feel like you need to do moving forward? Because as I said, it's different for everyone, but I would love to know what your specific takeaways are from this episode. And of course, if you really, really enjoyed the episode as well, I would really, how many times did I say really there? I think a lot, but I would really appreciate for you to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss any episodes in the future. So folks, have a good one, and I will see you on the next episode.